When I was somewhere around 10 years old, I went through my archaeological phase. My mother was completely surprised to find that the only thing I wanted for Christmas that year was a geology kit so I could learn about rocks and stones and become an archaeologist. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. That's a true story, but my childhood dream has recently happened to some students at Wofford College, and I wanted to hear all about it. James Ballard was one of those who went on a dig in the Holy Land, and I had a hard time containing my enthusiasm, so I asked him first to talk about himself.
I just graduated this May from Wofford, and I was a religion major. And now I'm currently working at the school as an admissions counselor.
A religion major, and you got the opportunity to go to the place where it all started, the Holy Land. Is that kind of how you felt?
Yes. I mean, the first time that I went, I was actually a sophomore in college, and we went for a month as part of our January term program. It definitely is a life-changing experience to be able to sit there and read about the places, mentioned, and then you're walking around within feet of where some of these historically changing events have happened. It definitely is very moving, and I don't know if you can really quantify it into words.
Where did you go this most recent time?
We were digging at a place called Hordvat Kur, which is up north. It's right off the Sea of Galilee, 2 or 3 miles from Capernaum.
Had you been on a dig before?
I hadn't. When I went previously, we dug at a different site. This was my first time at Hordvat Kur.
And how many students were there from Wofford?
There were 6 of us that went. Another person and I who had just graduated, and then 4 students who will be returning to Wofford in the fall.
Did you dig every day?
Well, we dug 5 days a week, and your normal routine is you wake up around 4, eat a little snack, get on the bus at 4:30 to go up to the site, and you start digging around 5, and then we stop for breakfast around 8:30, and that's about a 30-45 minute break, and then we keep digging until about 12 every day. And then you come back and eat lunch, and then most of the time everyone takes a nap, and then we have pottery washing and stuff like that. And then as part of the educational aspect of it, we would have lectures about 2 times a week by the various professors that were there about, certain things such as how to read pottery or ancient synagogues or stuff like that.
And the professors who gave the lectures had probably been on an archaeological dig or two before, so it was no big thing for them.
Well, it became a big deal. Once we started finding what we found, things kind of changed.
Aha! And that leads to the reason for this particular story and why it grabbed my attention. You did actually find some important pieces.
Oh yeah, we found quite a good bit. I personally was digging in a cistern right next to the synagogue we were digging at, and that's where we found all of the household pottery. And we found close to 20 complete or nearly complete household vessels, which was pretty remarkable because we'd had partials of all these, but none of them really had ever been discovered to be as intact as they were. That was impressive. We actually had a Franciscan father come over one day who was in charge of a lot of their archaeological excavations in the Galilee, and he just looked at him and he said, there was one type I think that we had 3 of, and he said there's only one other one that he knows of that had ever been excavated. So it was pretty remarkable.
Talk about the process of finding them.
Right. Well, they actually discovered the cistern just by chance. At the end of the season in 2011, they found it with, 2 or 3 days left. So they didn't have time to really go down into it. They sent one person down 2011 just to kind of explore and kind of map it out, and he found a couple of pots. And so this year the decision was made to go down there and excavate it systematically so that we could gain some hopeful context for what we were finding in the synagogue.
Now, how long had you been working the dig before you found those pieces?
Well, I was working at a different area for the first 2 weeks, and then at the beginning of the 3rd week, I was sent down into the cistern to excavate down there. And it was probably about 45 minutes before we found the first one, and so that was pretty exciting, and then after that, they just kept coming.
Wow. First of all, it's incredible you found even one piece intact. Are we talking Antiques Roadshow or museum quality?
Yeah, some of them were, remarkably well preserved with all the handles and all the rims and everything still attached, which is very rare because they usually break off because they're, you know, sort of extended from the rest of the pot and everything. But we were able to find probably about 8 that were complete, and then the rest of them can be easily restored and put back together.
So what will happen with them now?
We're keeping them there. They're in storage, and we've got them all labeled and organized and everything, and they'll be analyzed, and a pottery specialist will come in and date them more firmly. But for right now, we've kept them all, and I think the goal is eventually to go back in there and do some more work and try and see if there's any more in there. There should be.
Was it hard to leave after that?
It is and it isn't. I mean, you're exhausted after 4 weeks, but yeah, it is still hard to leave when you know that stuff's it's just waiting there. But, I mean, it hasn't moved in 1,500 years, so it can wait another one, I guess.
But you've dug it up now. What if somebody else finds it?
At the end of the year, we barbed wire the site and everything and cover everything back up. So we do what we can to help preserve it.
Do you know why they were there?
They were all found in a cistern, which is basically a well underground. So it's bell-shaped, so just it's kind of like a big cave underground. And so it seems like most time pots found down there, or the rope broke, you know, as they were hauling water up, or the handle broke off or something like that.
Wow. They needed to get some better rope.
Apparently. you know, it's going to take more time to analyze them to really sort of figure out how they got down in there and got preserved so well.
Well, I'm only starting with the questions I want to ask, and I'm sure there are others that would love to know more about the site and the dig and everything. Is there a website?
Yes, there is the Kinneret Regional Project website, which is the website run by the members of the 4 universities that are part of this sort of collaboration.
Could you spell that for me?
K-I-N-N-E-R-E-T, Regional Project.
Or you can read a little bit more about it at wofordcollege.edu. James Ballard, a recent graduate of Wofford College who was part of an important archaeological dig in the Holy Land. Thanks, James, for unlocking my inner archaeologist. Now I'll have to put it back in the bottle. But I hope you get to go back soon before all the pots are found. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.